Coach's Inside Programs continuing here tonight on Care Radio. Brandon Tadman, we're talking more Hillmounts Academy hoops. We've got the girls' coach, Luke Knoll, joining us. Brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, couple of close games here since we last spoke a week ago. Let's start with the game on Friday at home. You know, Hiawatha, they might be the surprise team, not even just here in Northeast Kansas. That Redhawks team may be one of the bigger surprises we have seen in the first few weeks all across the state. They are still undefeated. You guys had a chance to knock them off Friday, but Redhawks able to get that win 54-50. So let's start there. What'd you take away from that game on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, we had such a great start to the game. I think in the first half, we got up 8-10 points or so, but you knew with a team like that, the way they can shoot the ball and the pressure and intensity they play with, nothing's comfortable. And they just slowly chipped away at it a little bit. Our second half wasn't quite as strong offensively as our first half, but man, we did a lot of things really well. It was a fun, competitive game, Friday night, fun basketball game. But that team, they can just flat shoot the ball. And anytime we make a play, they'd come down and hit a three on us or get forced a big turnover on their end. And they're just so solid. And again, they can put a lot of girls that can shoot the ball, can defend, plays at a high level. I love the intensity they play with. They were super intense. So, yeah, I kind of bummed not to get that one, but it was a fun game when we reflect on it. I think there's definitely things we can take away from it.
Yeah, and you guys bounced back in a big way. Another great game on Tuesday night, this time against the Northeast Kansas League opponent, although it is a non-league game officially, doesn't go on a tally, you know, in terms of the wins or losses in the league. We'll get to that once we get to 2026. But at Jefferson County North, a team that, you know, here in the last week, I feel like is kind of picking up some momentum. They got their first win Friday against Onega. Another game that goes down to the wire. It goes down to the final possession, but you guys survive it 46-43. So another good high school game on Tuesday night, but this time you guys are able to come out with the win.
Yeah, it was almost a little bit different from the Hiawatha game in how slow we started. I mean, I think if I could be off a little bit, but we, in the first three quarters, I think we scored 22 points, and in the fourth quarter, we scored 24. I mean, we had a remarkable fourth quarter. And then similarly defensively, I think we gave up 16 in the first quarter. And second through fourth quarter, we gave up 17 points. So we got off to just a slow, not a strong start, pretty lethargic. I mean, there's nothing worse than hearing a coach give cliches, but those days you don't have school, which we didn't have, and then you're always worried about that. We came in for a practice that day, and it looked like a day we didn't have school to start with, to be honest, a little bit. So it took us a while to get going. JCN hit a bunch of shots early. They had us flustered and rattled, but kind of the resilience our girls showed in the fourth quarter to, I think we were down 14 at one time at the beginning of the fourth, to kind of battle back and take it one possession at a time and keep getting stops on defense. And then we had some girls step up and hit the big shots and have some confidence there. That was really fun to see. And that's a game we got to sit on for a long time because we don't play again until January 2nd. So we're glad we could end up on the right side of that one.
Yeah, a lot of teams playing either Thursday or Friday this week. So are you liking kind of how the schedule, you know, has played out where you're done a little bit, you know, sooner and then maybe just a few more extra days of practice here over the next week and, you know, a couple of weeks or so?
Yeah, I mean, based on how yesterday went, the fact we ended up on the right side of that one, it is kind of nice to end on that one going into Christmas break. Obviously, if we would have ended up on the wrong side of that, I think we wouldn't have wanted to play another one. But, yeah, we get a few days to focus on ourselves now a little bit, which is always nice and the kind of things you get to do over Christmas break practices. So that'll be nice. But I think we have 10 games in January. So January, I mean, it's going to be game after game. We have multiple three-game weeks. I mean, it's going to be a wild January, so we got to use these next couple of weeks to really kind of prepare because we're going to get few practices over the month of January.
Yeah, I know Caitlin and Capri have obviously been putting up some good games for you, and those two kind of leading the charge. Who have been some other girls that have kind of stood out to you here early on through the first few weeks?
Yeah, we obviously lean on those two pretty heavily, which is they're both good players. Last night we had Lucy Bradfield, a junior, step up for us and hit some big shots in the fourth quarter. I mean, again, we were looking for somebody that could give us some confidence, either handling the ball or shooting the ball. And she stepped up, hit a couple threes in the fourth quarter. I think another two, I mean, just really got us going a little bit when we were stagnant on offense. So I was really proud of her for that. I mean, we've had a multiple girls handling the ball, but it's easy to get flustered when things aren't going your way, but we have other girls step up and handle the ball with Audrey Hill and Megan Hundley and Hannah Cody. And so it's been fun to see that. But yeah, we're trying to develop some depth here. But we'll obviously lean on those two that have all that experience. But it's fun to see other girls step up into big roles too.
All right, Coach, finally, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. We get a couple weeks off for the holiday break. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, man. So, recently, so I have four young kids. So the one we always enjoy sitting down watching together is the animated Grinch one, not the live action.
Oh, okay. Not the Jim Carrey
animated
one.
Not the Jim Carrey one. Not that one. For young kids, that one's a little too creepy, I think.
Yeah.
But the animated Grinch one we think is really cute. It has a good message. It's kind of fun. And yeah, I think that's, they started wanting to watch that one in mid-November. We had to pump the brakes a little bit, but
right.
That's one our whole family likes to sit down and watch. And I think it sends a good message and is enjoyable. So that's the animated Grinch. The most recent one is the one we watched the most, I think.
Good stuff. As always, that is Luke Knoll, Moorhill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach, coming off a 3-point win against Jefferson County North. Ravens go into the holiday break, a record of 4-2. January 2nd, they're back to it. League play gets going at Atchison County. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time as always. Enjoy the next couple of weeks off with the family and friends. We'll talk to you here before that first game against Atchison County. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Brandon. Merry Christmas.